This week on the news, Chris Paisley gets a sex change. Ryan Fitzpatrick finds the meaning of life and rocks in his backyard.
And the entire continent of South America has flown away.
Michael Jackson doesn't know who his father is, but he doesn't know because he's a ghost man.
The Mexican president vows to find a solution to the illegal New Yorker problem.
And speaking of New York, you won't be able to buy any pork anymore ever again because pigs are turning into cows.
Hurricanes off the coast of the Alamo.
Russia came in and found a new way to land in type of a moon landing strip.
All this and more as Ryan and Chris bang the news.
Society is crumbling. Information overload, man. We're drowning in a quagmire of vid clips, email, and sound bites. We can't absorb it all. There's only one sane solution. Blow it up!
Welcome to Bang the Internet, the only internet podcast in Technicolor.
So last week I was on vacation. I'm back this week and we're hitting it hard. We're really serious. We're hitting the books this time. It was for, we got up really early in the morning to bring you a show about news. Because we're method performers and we want to be like real true newsmen and wake up early and drink a sweet, sweet.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if 9 a.m. constitutes early.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But, you know, we try. So, the thing about news on the internet.
Little known fact, both Chris and I used to be newsmen.
It's little known because nobody cared until now. And right. Maybe you still don't care. But we did. We both were very heavily in journalism, posting several stories a day for an internet website. And it was not fun all the time. Sometimes it was fun, you know. When you get to write a story about the school district or dig into the government funds and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Chris is a real blast. Just, oh boy, the school district. Yippee-doo-pop-o. Very fun. That's your fun? I had fun when I was writing about puppies and stuff. I don't know you had fun when you were writing about the school district. We could have really teamed up and, like, you could have done your fun things and I could have done my fun things and we could have had a decent coverage.
I think we established pretty well that had we worked together more cohesively, we would have been a well-oiled machine in the journos.
That'd be pretty oily.
Uh-huh. So
from all that hard work and sweat and oil.
Okay. Start over. Bang the internet.
We cut our teeth as newsmen.
We did. It was a poor, poor experience for those who were getting news from us. But now neither one of us are really in the field.
Yeah, we've elevated ourselves to a much higher form of media, the comedic arts.
Ever since I was a boy, I always wanted to be a podcaster.
Yeah, this was my great-grandpappy told me, son, there's no finest profession in the world than a radio podcaster on the internet. Yeah, my grandpa couldn't speak very well after the war. Ate a lot of mustard gas. He thought it was a condiment. He wasn't a smart man, but he was a tough man. He had a lot of foresight.
Yeah, really? He predicted podcasting.
He could have been a rich man. Not really, though. We don't make any money off of these.
Kind of like news, which also isn't making very much money these days. And I wonder why. Let's talk about news.
It'd be good to talk about news since that's what today's episode is about.
Chris, what's up with internet news?
Here's an example why the internet is bad when it comes to news. How have people found out about some of the biggest news events to happen in this country over the past few years?
Through like a porn-inspired news service, like the ones like nakednews.com? Because
no. Twitter. Twitter was the correct answer.
Interesting.
Yeah. Twitter. We found out about Osama bin Laden's death via Twitter.
Barack Obama tweeted it.
He's like,
we got him.
Like, OMG.
Yeah.
Hashtag nice. All right. So we're finding out through a website that requires just 140 characters to give us our information. They're already saying our attention spans are dwindling. And now we're like, oh, screw it. I'll just get my information through a website that can tell me in as few words as possible. And then I'll just go on about my day. How many people do you think really clicked on the Osama bin Laden story versus just heard it from a friend?
Probably very few, because if they did, they might have realized that we really don't have any proof about it yet. this isn't funny. This is, I'm pissed off. Where is a photo? We have cameras on everything. We can't get a dead photo of Osama bin Laden. That was a farce.
We did get photos of the leaders of our country watching Osama bin Laden.
Yeah. Die. That's a good one.
That was weird.
Chalk that up with the moon footage and 9/11, and we'll cut all this out.
Okay. Like, imagine composing a tweet to say,
I need an example. Like an event that hasn't happened yet.
An event that hasn't happened? The explosion of Poland. Everybody there ate too many kielbasas the same night.
Right.
The septic system couldn't hold it. Uh-oh. It was a poo bomb. We can't go with this. You know what's so stupid? Here, if people don't read the news to be informed, they read headlines to have reactions.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody wants to react. They don't really care what they think long term or like who they are as a person. Mm-hmm. They just want to be somebody who exhibits a powerful reaction to something.
Right.
Did you know that eating broccoli is actually cancer? Whoa. So then I post it and show everybody like, don't eat fruits and vegetables. Hi, did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go back to nothing. Then people just power down. They react for like a momentary instance. And then they go into scanning mode where they just turn into zombies and only their hands slightly click the mouse and it scrolls and they just glaze over until like their eyes scan and pick up another stupid piece of misinformation. Who knows?
Right.
And that's the other thing too. I read all these things on the internet and I'm talking to people about stuff and trying to sound well informed. I'm like, hey, did you know that, you know, vegetables aren't even that good for you? And they're like, well, what do you mean? I was like, well, it's, oh, did I read this in Science? Or did I see this on Facebook? And I'm not even being, I can't even distinguish like my sources of information anymore.
Right.
I'm starting to blend them. So I don't even know what I think anymore. And I'm starting to like develop opinions and stuff. Who am I?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know.
And guess what? And what's happened in the news is controlling your mind.
It absolutely, like, when I was in school, people were like, it doesn't really do that. I have a strong, I don't pay attention to advertisements. Bullshit. That stuff is like, pumping into you're so you they, like they don't want you to think that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, I don't see an advertisement every second of the day that's flooding my subconscious.
Right, and it, but then even when we admit it to ourselves, like
you don't truly admit it.
Yeah, you stay within that framework. Like even the idea that advertisements overpowering our way of thinking, that's something we got from the news. If you think about it, the news does it, but then another news source says, "Oh, look at this." Look at this blatant attempt at advertorials.
And all the while, both of them are advertising to you in the sidebars of both of their websites.
Exactly. It's guiding your way of thinking in such a way that's kind of alarming. What happens after you get that information? Do you do anything with it? No. You just add it to your database, your bank of information that you can regurgitate to your friends. And it's all categorized in a way that, guess what? MSNBC or Fox News or whoever told you to.
And it's all filtered through your own already very probably poor knowledge of things because that's where your information comes from. It's a very vicious cycle.
And think about it. If we're not looking at the news, where do we get our information growing up? History books, right? Well, how did they get the information they compiled in the history books?
Oh, news articles.
News articles. Huh.
We're just two young guys. We used to write news for a town. I'd like to think I was believable, but who knows? How many of those people like us are responsible? Here's what I'm saying. People like us are responsible for your history.
Exactly.
Are you comfortable having two of us write, you know, what happened to the human race?
These are two guys who just yelled no into the mic for like 10 minutes in our last episode. These are the same guys who were the only person who could write some of the articles that we wrote for the website that we worked for. Like, there were no other reporters around, and we wrote those stories by ourselves. So, you know, I'm not saying that I was bad at my job or anything, or that I was not a good reporter, but what I'm saying is I'm just a guy. I'm very aware that I'm just a guy.
Yeah.
And without me writing that story, nobody would have. But then, you know, a few thousand people saw it, and now they have this information that only I could provide them, and I'm just a guy.
Yeah.
So how do we move away from this? How do we become less reliant on the fallible other guy to give us that information?
Clearly, information is blue blockers.
Blue blockers.
Yeah. You remember the old infomercials, those big old glasses, so that old people who are barely can see at all really can't see anything at all?
Yeah.
I wear my blue blockers when I'm driving.
Of course.
Yeah, because then you can barely see anything at all. You're almost blind. You get enough of a image to sort of be able to tell what you should and should not avoid when you're in motion.
I like how the idea of escaping news and advertisements is to get a product that was heavily advertised via infomercials in the 90s.
I only know about that because of the news. Minnesota XP and I need of a car wash indeed. He's in a clean ass Camry. I hope he looks closer than what he can see about me. Caught him at a red light, rolled down the window and greeted me with a smile. Sunny delight, probably thinks I'm a piece of ass. But maybe he could be the one, don't let the moments pass. My conscience told me that he said boldly, what's up with you and me? Made me laugh and the light turned green. Oh, my car ain't new. But if you give me your number, babe, I'll get back at you. And we can drift away.
Here's another thing about news that's weird is it's like it exists in a total hypocritical state. News is always trying, like the whole idea of news and what people think of news is you should always be objective, you're always moving more and more towards a sense of truth and independence. And yet things are getting more and more tied in with advertising than ever. To think that there's a separation between advertising and content is, I think, kind of silly.
And it's like you're taking things that happened in a very chaotic way, because that's the way the world works, and trying to form a narrative around it. I'll give you an example. Let's say I stub my toe on a table, and then I like fall, and in some sort of weird Final Destination series events, I knock a set of knives on myself, and I thought
you say you knocked up someone, like you fell into someone. Oops, knocked you up. That was a hole in one.
We can roll with that. Yeah. Okay. So
you fall, you knock her up.
The news story comes up because she's upset. Obviously, she called the police on me.
Man rapes woman. No, how about man fell down? You know, that's the news. You never know.
All right. And the story, the news story plays out by 96-year-old woman assaulted. The news story plays out, 96-year-old woman assaulted by man inside.
By rogue. By thug.
Yeah. 96-year-old woman assaulted by rogue thug in her kitchen. But really, I tripped and fell. But now,
really, it should have been, young radio host breaks into a woman's house.
They form a narrative out of it that says these things happened in a very structured way, but you don't get the picture in your head. You know, it's like how the sketch artists don't really get the real picture of a person. They just get a person's flawed memory of what somebody looks like. Like, that's what you're getting when you get the news. You get an article that says something happened that kind of happened, but is really just has passed three or four different mouths in this game of telephone.
Yep, it is telephone. News makes you think all kinds of things that you want to feel about stuff, but you don't even know how to feel unless you're told how to feel, so then you got to read the news, and that's what's wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
wait, did that? I don't even know what I just said, and you agreed. So either I was amazingly accurate, or you're just agreeing with me at this point.
You inadvertently made a good point. it's like a good point. Good points in your mouth, and it's like, I guess I'll tumble on out now.
Yeah.
So we don't know how to feel about. Let's say we get a bit of information from a friend, and they say, "Hey, did you hear about the cheese factory opening?" No. Let me look it up. And you're not looking it up because you want to know more about a cheese factory.
Wait. I'm thrilled about this cheese factory. I don't even care what the story's about. I'm like, man, cheese factory, yeah.
Stop lying. You don't care about the cheese factory opening. You just want to know if it's good or not so that you can say, oh, yeah, but did you know that they're displacing these people to build this cheese factory? Now I know the context of my argument because I'm a left-wing guy who thinks this about things all the time.
Yeah, you know what? And this goes back to a little bit of the movie commenter idea.
nobody does anything about anything anymore. They just briefly express their reaction. And that's it. Like you said, like, oh, well, you could spit it anyway. Well, the cheese factory's coming to town. Great. More cheese.
Right.
Reaction one. Reaction two. Crap. That's going to displace whatever land. Well, okay, so then the cheese, oh no, it's going to ruin our local ecosystem, man. And the smoke from all those horrible cheese fumes will create unrest in the streets. But then what does anyone do? Nothing.
Nothing.
Is it like, what, are you going to go to the board meeting and talk about your feelings either way?
No.
No.
Nobody does that.
Nobody does that. One guy does it.
Right.
That guy is the best. The rest of you, take a lesson from that guy.
But, and here's the thing, the reaction thing. So you have the two sides of the story about the cheese factory. And then you and I both know what happens. The journalist writes a reaction story. Oh, citizens react. And then what do? We categorize it into two things because that's easier to write.
You can't write like, here's the thesis with all the complicated arguments of the cheese factory.
Right.
That's a scholarly paper.
Right, and it's not snappy. It's not internet news.
No. But so you create a story. Just the fact that you're creating a story, how can you say, I want to present facts, and here's a story?
It's two different things.
I mean, a story is like for entertainment. I guess it's to communicate values and stuff, but I don't know if is that the best medium to communicate facts? Why isn't news bullet points of things, of explicit facts?
It's not fun to read.
Right.
Yep.
But that's what people are starting to read now, so I don't know. It's faster. Well, clearly news stories aren't very fun to read because we know from trade knowledge that people don't really – it's very unlikely that somebody will read a whole news story. So what is the answer? I think that news just needs – maybe it is sort of like a Clockwork Orange thing. We just need this – it's these 30-second packages that just assault your brain with horrible images and sounds, like the Willy Wonka tunnel. So, and the news comes higher and higher! All right, time to start my day. Did you hear about China?
Exactly. But then even...
And that really, that is the news. Like, that is essentially, if I could condense what I read in a day, that's what it's like.
Yeah.
It's just like, what the hell do I even know about anything? There's all these horrible things. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. And I feel angry, but I don't know why.
Exactly. You have a feeling about it that was contrived in the way the story was written in the first place. Turn it off. Walk away from it. Who cares?
I wonder if you didn't...
Well, you're not going to do anything about it anyway.
And you know what? They're, like, this is the whole marketing thing. It's kind of like how I said in my college class, everybody freaked out about Disney when they even came close to criticizing it, because that's, like, worse than criticizing your god or your religion. Uh-huh. Yeah, I think they actually...
It's like blasphemy.
People in my media class reacted worse when Disney was criticized than people in my religion class reacted when, you know, their savior was criticized. Yeah. And... Wick, what does that say? And the news does it. They're like, you know, they created this culture among us. Mm-hmm. Well, you got to read you don't read the news?
Mm-hmm.
What, are you some kind of irresponsible idiot?
Yep. It's like,
well, I don't know.
No, maybe you are. Maybe you're an idiot for letting these people tell you how to
feel. Maybe the guy that's going out and planting, you know, cleaning up trash and not reading the news. Because that's it. If you don't read the news, you're a very responsible person.
Maybe. I mean, let's think about it. What if you... subtracted your time caring about what else was going on in the world, that's going to be fed to you through some filter anyway, and you were the one that they were writing about. What if you just went and did the stuff that needed to be done? Don't worry about the context. Just go do it. Shut up and go do it. Because either you're going to read the news and then you're going to talk about it and not do anything because you've already done your job by talking about it, or you're just going to do something because you haven't been told how to feel, so you just feel like doing it. Screw it. Lavish it to the Game of Thrones, that's that King of West vibe. Left coast to the graveyard, more compass, go up west side. 20 years in the 909, but emotions stand so global. Not focused on that sticker price, just focused on that total. Sipping Pinot with these art chicks, yelling Basquiat, I've been breathing. Take a year to drop a song, y'all focused on one season. That's mental, that's stamina, that's unhealthy possession. And these rap cats are just rap cats. And none of y'all my brethren. No passion, so Christ must hate every breath that I'm taking. Here's slanted views on slanted views. Wonder why I think you Asian. That's Metallica on Devo versus Pink Floyd. We rocking that classic rap versus new wave. That's Tony. All right, so to better illustrate why the internet news is so bad. We're just going to look at a few websites, credible news sources, and tell you exactly what's wrong with them. First, we pulled up, because we're in the Chicago area, the Chicago Sun-Times.
It looks like an advertising monster ate a bunch of bad berries and, like, and you know, like, old rats and stuff. Yeah. And just, yeah, like, had a horrible evacuation of all of its orifices on this.
I mean, holy crap, there's a lot of ads on this.
There is. I mean, percentage-wise, between ads and content, I mean... It's about, arguably, it's highly in favor of the advertisements, maybe a 70-30.
Yeah.
Now, news organizations are all like, they're like one of the most, you know, they're kind of like the Marine Corps. They're like, we're the best. We are.
Yeah.
You know, they're very, it's like there's a sanctity to the news. But like, this is so embarrassing. This is one of the biggest newspapers in the country.
Yeah.
And this looks like a joke. This looks like like you can't figure out a better way to do this.
Let's go through and look. Okay, we got a Ford ad on both sides of the page. So I'm seeing like 10 different cars.
It's literally framed in advertisements.
Right. Over the top, there's a Advocate Healthcare ad, learn your risk for heart disease. And right below the Sun-Times logo is another ad for a dental care place. And then to the right of the content is the Evanston Subaru ad. And then as you go down the page, you got Bitcoin for beginners. You got Audible, a Phantom of the Opera show, advertisement. You got at the bottom this weird Nokia ad that's on the far left that seems really out of place. Oh, but wait, the Ford ad follows you down the page. I can't get away from it.
I'd be like, hey, did you know that Mayor Rahm Emanuel is going to Ford Fiesta? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. I thought that gun control was about Evanston Subaru. Wait, what? I don't know. I need to buy a car.
Right. It's like, it blows your mind. You get on the page. I'm seeing, okay, between Evanston Subaru and Ford, there's 12 cars on the screen right now. Right above Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. How can you, you know, and then you got some content. There's like literally 6 inches of content between all of these ads and the logo itself. This is where I go to get my information about the world. This is what informs me in my life decisions.
Yeah, like when I work in a fancy restaurant, I want all fancy.
Can you imagine if your waiter just pulled up in a Ford Fiesta?
Yeah, and like, and he's got like a NASCAR jacket with a bunch of advertisements on it. And then he serves you your burger and there's like a little flag in it that says like Kohl's. Let's start doing that. Let's start advertising just on everything.
You get with your drink, like whatever drink it is, if it's Coke, you get like a little coupon telling you where you can buy more cases
when
of
I
Coke.
When I drink the Coke and I belch, it like somehow goes like, buy Coke.
Your hands quickly cover your mouth. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
That's what the news does to me. So did you read the news today? Yeah. I hear that the Middle East is really bad. Yeah. So.
Did you buy any Coke yet?
Why do I get thirsty for Coke every time I hear about bombings in the Middle East?
Yeah.
I wonder.
And here's the thing. Here's what's really crazy. I just clicked on this video and another ad popped up for eSurance.
I would argue that news sites are like, they're almost as bad as porn sites when you go on them and there's just like pop-ups like crazy and advertisements. Yeah, yeah. It's like, there's not that much difference. That's kind of interesting.
And the thing is, you get even more, it gets more nuanced and more complex. Like, there's this video here, Jeff Gordon pranks reporter. I was like, oh, that sounds funny. You click on the video and you know what it shows you? An advertisement for Pepsi, because that's what the whole thing was.
More like reporters pranked us clicking on that damn ad.
Right. I can't even look at Police Chase without thinking of Chase Bank. I don't know, man. It makes no sense. Like, I can't escape it. I'm going to go into an article real quick just to see what the extent of this is. I'm hoping that all the ads are now gone.
And now they're bigger.
Sucker just slid open. It really bait and switched us because we went to the page and it was ad free and then this ad like,
just kidding, I'm still here, guys. And there was motion to it, so that was the first thing that I looked at.
It's insane. But look, hey, let's dial it back. We're all mad at the Chicago Sun-Times for having a ton of ads on their website, like many news organizations do. But why do they have so many ads? Is it because they just want to advertise Pepsi? It's because everyone there loves Pepsi? No. It's because they need money. And why don't they have money? Because we're not paying for our news anymore. And this is a big conversation we had back when I was in J school. Like, if the news can't make money on the internet
and newspapers are going away, do we just lose our quote-unquote credible news sources? Maybe, but is that bad? Like, if it's in this state now where I can't go to a website without seeing cars driving all over my screen, like, is Bill Gates going to suddenly be like, news matters, and just send out the spider web of money to every news organization in the world so that we can have our news advertisement free? No, that's not going to happen. It's just going to get worse. It's going to suck more, and it's going to eventually go away. So I'm just telling you guys to give it up now.
Yeah, just make it a cool split. Here's, I mean, and you're, it is interesting because it's like, okay, what are some of the good things about news? Some of the few good things. Like, okay, so you, maybe you could expose corruption. So that's a, that could be possibly a good thing.
Right.
And it doesn't even seem like that does
expose
a lot.
Expose corruption. I've exposed corruption before. You know what happened?
What?
Everybody commented on the article.
Right. And they think that they solved the problem. And I put in my part. And
they,
I mean,
they even commented about notifying the proper authorities, which I had done in my reporting of the article. But you know what? The corruption's still going on. So.
Right. I mean, clearly, like, you know, obviously the right solution is to see it, become enraged, turn into a vigilante, take that guy out. That's how it used to happen.
And then you're a murderer.
Hey, but you're a martyr.
Here's the thing, and this is what it all comes back to. Even if you read the whole article, or if you read half the article, or you just read the headline, or you just get stuck at the car advertisements, all of it compounds in one thing. You ain't gonna do nothing no way.
You ain't gonna do nothing no way.
And that comes back to something, this is a saying from the hood. And whenever somebody would, like, you know, act like they were tough and act like they were gonna start a fight or something, that was the response. Man, whatever, you ain't gonna do nothing no way. Why don't we just say that to the commenters on these news articles who read the article and are all angry, so they're commenting on this little, in this little box. You ain't gonna do nothing no way.
I get what you're saying. You're saying we need to bring the hood to the comment section.
We need to
get it in check. Get some tough motherfuckers on there, and then we'll just, and then people will be scared to say anything.
It's like the, it's like it just be a series of replies to comments that are just like goading them. Somebody says, "Oh, Obama, his healthcare thing is what the real problem is," and then like the comment below is just like, "Man." Next comment: "Well, if they had elected Hillary Clinton, we'd be in a much better position." Ain't gonna do nothing, no way. If people got that kind of response, it just makes you, it disarms you because you're like,
suddenly I feel,
what are you going to say? Either you're going to actually do something, which is good, or you're going to admit to yourself.
What I'm
going to
do is I'm going
to
go out and like buy cooler clothes and like learn how to talk cooler. And like, man, I got to delamify. Suddenly my priorities are very clear.
The truth is, it would spark action or it sheds a light on inaction. So the person's either going to be like, oh yeah, I'll show you. And then they're going to, like, assassinate someone and we feel bad. Or they'll do something positive for the world. Or the other, the inverse of that is they at least have to admit to themselves that they really aren't going to do anything.
Yeah, at least we can make some people feel really bad about themselves, as they rightly should.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. I should feel bad for plenty of things. Why shouldn't you?
I don't know. I'm a pretty great guy.
I think we established a few episodes ago that you're not a great guy. Remember, you're a bad guy.
Oh, right.
You seem to have somehow moved away from that mind of thinking. I want to make sure you get back to
it. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, thank you for putting me back in my place. I would not. Almost made a terrible mistake there.
Yeah. So that's our advice. Walk away. Just click that browser, close it after the podcast is over. And don't even look at the news on the internet anymore.
Listen to some comedy instead.
Yeah, just laugh.
At least then the joke is obvious.
Right. What are you going to do? You ain't gonna do nothing, no way. So, walk away.
Walk away, even though you won't, because you ain't gonna do nothing, no way. Continue just, like, doing nothing. Keep at it. It's gonna happen anyways. You know it.
That should be your response, like, whenever somebody asks you, like, hey, did you hear about this in the news? And don't, before they can even tell you what it is, just say, I ain't gonna do nothing, no way. So you might as well not even tell me, dog.
That's what I'm gonna start telling people.
You just shake your head and like kind of lean forward. Nope. All right. So let us know in the comments. What do you think of the internet news? Is it even worth continuing to listen or read or watch? Or should you just be a hermit, close off, and say forget it?
Or like, you know, do something good. You just do something good.
Yeah, be a hermit or do something good. Those are your other options besides reading the New York Times. So don't even bother looking at the news. It's a waste of time. You shouldn't look at the news. We've been looking at the news for the past half hour. We feel like crap.
Yeah, I feel like it's big, stupid, man. Too much news.
So check us out on Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. Don't go to news websites, but go to our websites.
Yeah. Check out the free music in this week's episode. The first track was Nikki Jean's cover of Ab Soul's Drift Away. And then the second one was Life by Tony Wills. That beat was produced by H1987, artist we featured once before.
Oh, yeah, that's good.